Track 4, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Painting the countryside pink. Glorious sunshine, hundreds of decorated tractors and thousands of cheering supporters made this year's Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run one of the most memorable yet. Organiser Annie Chapman said the atmosphere had been absolutely incredible. The weather couldn't have been kinder, and seeing so many people lining the route to cheer us on was simply overwhelming, she said. The support we receive every year is phenomenal, but this year's event felt extra special to see ladies of all ages driving a wonderful variety of tractors, all united by one goal, was incredibly emotional. This event belongs to everyone. Since its beginnings as a one-off fundraiser in 2004, the run has raised more than £1.36 million for Cancer Research UK's Breast Cancer Appeal, and organisers hope this year's total will take the figure beyond £1.5 million. Annie added, "Every single pound raised helps fund life-raising breast cancer research, and we're asking anyone who enjoyed watching the run to make a donation if they can." LadiesTractorRoadRun.co.uk.
A new Sue Ryder Superstore opens in Norwich. A long-serving volunteer and former nurse has opened a brand new Sue Ryder shop on Guardian Road in Norwich. Maureen Mamone, who's 79, has volunteered at the Earlham Road shop for nearly 20 years. "I wanted to do something still linked to nursing when I retired," she said. "I really enjoy it here. The team are friendly, we have some very good displays and items, and the customers are very nice." Shop manager Tanya Higgins said, "Every purchase made in our shops helps pay for vital care."
A Taste of Italy. An immersive Italian dining experience is coming to North Norfolk this month. The Pasta Barn is a collaboration between Mr. Ragu and Westgate Farm in Walsingham. The month-long pop-up restaurant, set within one of the farm's rustic lean-to barns, will be running Wednesday to Sunday throughout August, offering lunch and supper sittings. The menu will celebrate the simplicity of Italian cooking, including handmade pasta alongside vegetables grown on the farm wherever possible, eggs from Westgate Farm's own chickens, and meat from local farmers. The farm's sunflower field will also be open for 2 weeks during August. Says Sophie from Westgate Farm, "We're excited to bring something a little different to the farm while still championing the incredible produce we have here in Norfolk."
Children's church art lights up Norwich Crypt. More than 2,600 Norfolk Primary School children have celebrated their local churches through artworks in a landmark competition, which is marking the Norfolk Churches Trust's 50th anniversary. At the Crypt Gallery at Norwich School, Dame Emma Bridgewater praised the exhibition, saying, "What an achievement to put together this brilliant and awe-inspiring exhibition. You did so much more than encourage 2,600 church visits by Norfolk Primary School children." Because of this competition, thousands of children sat in their local churches and really looked at their surroundings with care and curiosity. They then produced wonderful pictures which have become an unusually strong, impressive, charming and heartwarming exhibition. Trust Chair Rosabel Batt said, "The response has been overwhelming. This competition has been a powerful reminder of how important art remains in the lives of young people." She added, "This competition was never just about finding winners. It was about celebrating every child who took part. The results have been truly remarkable and a wonderful way to mark the Norfolk Churches Trust's 50th anniversary."
Honour for Inclusive Theatre Champion Rebecca Chapman. Norfolk Theatre practitioner Rebecca Chapman, BEM, has been recognised in the King's Birthday Honours for her pioneering work in inclusive theatre. The founder and artistic director of Total Ensemble Theatre Company, Rebecca receives the honour for her commitment to multi-generational mixed ability performance across the county. As co-founder of the Autumn Festival of Norfolk, alongside Peter Barrow, MBE, and Stash Kirkbride, she's shaped some of the festival's most acclaimed work, including the 2011 prologue, George and Mary at the Forum in 2018, bespoke movement pieces for Norwich Cathedral, and the ambitious production Boy in the Lighthouse, with a cast of 25. Her projects Dance into the Fall and Move into the Spring bring people of all ages and abilities together, creating lasting community bonds and joy. Festival Artistic Director Stash paid tribute to a friend of more than three decades, saying her passion and natural gifts continue to inspire artists and audiences alike.
England rugby great Dan Cole joins Greshams. England rugby legend Dan Cole will join the sport department at Greshams School in Holt in September. The tight head prop, England's second most capped men's player, will work alongside head of performance sport and for the love of rugby podcast co-host Ben Youngs. Commenting on his appointment, Dan said, "I'm delighted to be joining Greshams and helping to strengthen its sports offering while attracting talented individuals. The opportunity to work alongside Ben and help young athletes develop their skills, confidence and mindset and ultimately achieve their full potential is something I'm really passionate about." James Knight, Director of Sports, said, "It's incredibly exciting to welcome Dan to Greshams. His outstanding achievements in rugby, combined with his dedication and expertise, will make a significant contribution to our sporting programmes. To mark the appointment, Greshams will host rugby masterclasses, led by Cole and Youngs, for pupils in years 7, 8, 10 and 11 over the summer and autumn."